This is International Literacy Day, where events are scheduled around the world to call attention to the idea that solid reading skills can help combat poverty, crime, and a host of socioeconomic issues. For the past 50 years, Literacy Volunteers of Rochester has been helping adults improve their reading, English conversation, and math skills.
Remember I said
24-year-old Christiana Mays is talking to one of her literacy tutors, Jennifer Eaton, about the book she wants to tackle next. Christiana is a graduate of the Rochester City School District, but when she walked away with her diploma at the age of 21, the young mother of two was struggling with basic reading and math skills.
I went to Jefferson High School, but it was like I couldn't really pay too much attention there. It was too much, you know, noise, and it was like, you know, how you have a group of kids in the classroom, and it's only like one or two teachers, but it's like they focus on everybody, and then I'd be wanting to call them over to get help, and it's like they can't because there's extra people that need help too. So it was pretty tough having kids and going to school. Like, I had to put my kids to the side, feed them, stuff like that, and then like study when I have my little quiet time. And then at school, it was hard to reach out to some of the teachers because there was a lot of stuff going on pretty much in the school. So most of the time it seemed like they didn't care too much about the education. Pretty much what they used to say, well, we getting paid at the end of the day and stuff like that, whether you learning or not.
Well, Christiana wasn't ready to give up, though. She reached out to literacy volunteers to try to master what she wanted so much to learn during her school years.
What made me come here was to encourage myself to do a lot more for me and for my kids. And I wanted to follow behind my dad's tracks because he graduated from high school, but he couldn't go to college because he got sick. So I just wanted to finish where he left off.
At first, she was quite shy and had trouble asking for help.
I felt down, depressed and down. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to get into the nursing field if my level is not up there. But since I've been coming here, attending the classes and everything with Jennifer, now I feel much happier. I'm not depressed anymore. And I can be able to read whatever to my kids and understand what I'm reading.
Well, she is now a personal care aide with dreams of becoming an RN.
And I will be going to All Metro for, like, home health aid. I'm trying to get, like, go a little bit higher and higher and get used to it until I get, like, to be an RN.
After working with literacy volunteer tutors for about a year, Christiana has progressed from being able to read at the easy level to the difficult level. And her math skills have grown, too. But she's picked up some other lessons along the way.
I was always quiet to myself, didn't ever like to speak. I'd be wanting to say things, but I'd be like, what would they say? Now, if I'm struggling, I let people know if I'm struggling or not. With a problem, question, anything, I let them know.
In the United States, 14% of those over the age of 16 are reading at or below a fifth grade level. Literacy Volunteers of Rochester is in need of volunteer tutors. The agency says it currently has a waiting list of 100 prospective clients asking for help.